This review is brought to you by 13 Turns, a new horror anthology by Kevin Carr. 13 jolting tales of terror, murder, and the macabre. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
You have to be very careful. If you call out to one of the dead, all of them can hear you.
I don't know what's real, and I don't know what to do to stop it.
What's happening to me?
I had a vision of you. A man who couldn't breathe. This entity is very dangerous.
Okay, here's the deal. The Insidious franchise gets a third chapter, but it's become apparent that the series is following the law of diminishing returns. In this prequel, a high school girl is trying to connect with the spirit of her dead mother. However, by opening herself up to the dead, she has attracted something malevolent that has attached itself to her soul. It's up to a retired medium and some amateur ghost hunters to free her from this curse. Insidious Chapter 3 has all the basic elements of the first two films, which includes deliberate pacing, a mix of practical effects and CGI, the use of light and shadow, and loud sound cues for jump scares. Sure, the cheap thrills work in this film, but the movie lacks the innovation and nuance that layered the first installment, and the bolder choices that didn't always work but that I respected in the second one. In the end, there's nothing remarkable or unique about the characters in jeopardy in this movie, leaving no emotional investment in their survival. It works as a run-of-the-mill horror sequel, but this lackluster effort besmirches the original movie's impressive impact on reinventing the genre. Insidious Chapter 3 gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.